Welcome to LFC Talk at Hotel Tia. We are today gathered in our beautiful pub. Jamie is sat right underneath Roger Hunt's player-worn shirt. David Fairclough is right underneath an original FA Cup final shirt from 1974. They're both sat on the old original manager bench from the old main stand. Jamie, you're only one seat away from the manager seat there to your right. Yeah, that's Klopp's and Benitez's seat and even Doug Leash and Roy Hodgson was even sat in that seat at some point. And on the opposite side of you, we have the lovely James Pearce. Welcome back to our podcast, James. It's lovely to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Have you been very busy?
Interviews and all the rest of it. So
You can't be too close on anyone.
No,
some journalistic rules today, and you have to be at least a meter away from your interview object. You need to do the most you can outside or by phone.
Yeah,
apparently now
it doesn't change. I work from home most.
Today we are looking into our highlights of the season so far. We've played 29 rounds, only 9 to go. We are at the moment, as we speak, 25 points clear with one match played more than City. And we have quite a few amazing highlights to look back on while we wait for this season to hopefully be finished in the not too far future. If we start with you, Jamie, what is your highlight so far in this season?
Year so far.
Why was that such a good one?
Just because it was
my son still sings your songs when he cooks eggs. You've got a big fan in my house as well. He just turned 14.
So he's 14 and cook eggs. That's more than I can do.
So you definitely know what you need to spend this quarantine time in. Yeah, you need to learn how to cook, my friend.
Cooking eggs and singing at the same time.
Yeah. When you look back on the season, David, what strikes your mind first in terms of this season?
City game at home, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That was a special.
This is going to be a buzz year.
What about you, James? When you look back on the season so far, what is your highlight so far? I have to say the most charming night at Anfield was the cup game where when we played against Arsenal, when we played 5-5, which was an insane experience as well, with all the kids playing, you know, with a heart on their shirt, or how do you say that, outside the shirt or whatever, and again to see Curtis Jones walk up and take that last and vital penalty at against the cop. That was a really charming night. Yeah, it was definitely entertaining.
That was an entertaining game.
Yeah, is yet incomplete.
Mané and Salah has been scoring the most goals for us, but who would you rate as the most important player for us this season so far?
Season.
How would you describe him as a player?
I believe he leads it.
What about you, James? Who's the most important Liverpool player for you so far this season?
I'd go along with Jamie, Jordan Henderson.
There's an argument for Trent as well.
Yeah,
I was going to mention Trent. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a better right back in Europe this season. is absolutely key to that.
This is also the season we became world champions for the first time. What does that mean to you guys?
Give a bit back to them and sort of, you know, shut them up a little bit.
And also nice for Firmino to score the winner. He's been struggling a bit to score, especially at home this season. But sorry, David, what was you going to say?
I think previously,
the club is world champions. It's an incredible badge to wear.
And it was only the only cup, James, that we were missing in the cabinet, wasn't it? So it was nice to complete the collection.
Yeah. And I think in general in Europe, the view of it. Turn of the year.
It's been a wonderful season so far, and we can't wait to land it eventually. So just hang in there, everyone. We'll get there soon, hopefully. Take care and look after yourselves. Bye-bye.